2. The presence of God. The physical presence of the infinite is the reality of the material universe. The mind presence of deity must be determined by the depth of individual intellectual experience and by the evolutionary personality level. The spiritual presence of divinity must of necessity be differential in the universe. It is determined by the spiritual capacity of receptivity and by the degree of the consecration of the creature's will to the doing of the divine will. God lives in every one of his spirit-born sons. The paradise sons always have access to the presence of God, the right hand of the Father, and all of his creature personalities have access to the bosom of the Father. This refers to the personality circuit. Whenever, wherever, and however contacted, or otherwise entails personal, self-conscious contact and communion with the Universal Father, whether at the central abode or at some other designated place, as on one of the seven sacred spheres of paradise. The divine presence cannot, however, be discovered anywhere in nature or even in the lives of God-knowing mortals so fully and so certainly as in your attempted communion with the indwelling mystery monitor, the paradise thought adjuster. What a mistake to dream of God far off in the skies when the Spirit of the Universal Father lives within your own mind. It is because of this God fragment that indwells you that you can hope, as you progress in harmonizing with the adjuster spiritual leadings, more fully to discern the presence and transforming power of those other spiritual influences that surround you and impinge upon you but do not function as an integral part of you. The fact that you are not intellectually conscious of close and intimate contact with the indwelling adjuster does not in the least disprove such an exalted experience. The proof of fraternity with the divine adjuster consists wholly in the nature and extent of the fruits of the Spirit which are yielded in the life experience of the individual believer. By their fruits ye shall know them. It is exceedingly difficult for the meagerly spiritualized, material mind of mortal man to experience marked consciousness of the spirit activities of such divine entities as the paradise adjusters. As the soul of joint mind and adjuster creation becomes increasingly existent, there also evolves a new phase of soul consciousness which is capable of experiencing the presence and of recognizing the spirit leadings and other supermaterial activities of the mystery monitors. The entire experience of adjuster communion is one involving moral status, mental motivation, and spiritual experience. The self-realization of such an achievement is mainly, though not exclusively, limited to the realms of soul consciousness. But the proofs are forthcoming and abundant in the manifestation of the fruits of the Spirit in the lives of all such inner, spirit contactors.